Jones Topsoil has been delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
You know what's crazy to me?
Yeah.
That you don't knock either, but you say—
I surely do.
No, you don't.
I knock every time I come in your room in the morning. What are you talking about?
You do not. You say knock, knock.
I do both.
You don't.
Three, two, one.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time with
Raven and Miranda.
Good job, babe.
Thanks. I always wanted to do the intro.
I feel like we've really gotten the hang of it.
I think that is not true, but yeah.
I think we're really finding our flow in a great way.
Love
How
that for
you
us.
Doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm okay.
Hanging in?
I'm hanging in.
Have you eaten anything recently that made your heart sing or a tear fall from your eye?
Tum-tum, set her up to knock it down. So the other day, I asked my wife to make some sauce.
Mm.
And sauce is important to me. It's not typical sauce. It's sauce. And
it's
saucy. And what that is her family recipe for tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it before. It's been in the zeitgeist of our life.
It sure has.
You guys turned it into a fucking thing.
And lots of misinformation about my sauce.
But last time she made it for me, she incorporated an ingredient that I made, which were fermented tomatoes that I made with horseradish and leek and garlic and all this. And she mixed the two.
Yeah.
She steeped it for like
45 minutes. Yeah.
I put it in my mouth and I cried.
Literally, you shed a tear.
I had multiple tears. Only two fell, like a good actor I am. Mm-hmm. But
you sucked them back in.
When I tell you that shit was so fucking delicious.
I mean, you seemed moved.
I had it again this morning.
Because
it's, you know, everything is better the next day. However, this sauce is good the day of and the next day. What did you do to that sauce?
I just infused it with a lot of love. When I cook for you, I really just think about loving you.
Aww,
and
thanks.
I think that it just changes. Because also when I make things for you, it's really fun because I feel like you're the most satisfying person to cook or bake for because you love what you're eating so much.
I do.
And I don't know if it's specific to me and what I make you and you just really think that what I make is great or if it's just how you feel about food across the board.
I love food when I can taste the love. Mm. And being that I can taste your love, then yes, when you make something, I go apeshit. I can go to a restaurant that is a 5-star, Michelin star, motherfucker.
And that ended terribly.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
Yeah.
And it was like somebody that I had really wanted to go to.
We were so excited.
It was a beautiful presentation. Mm-hmm. Smallest food you'd ever had. I was hungry after
all
the things.
It was delicious. We were happy. And then you shat for days.
But then I did have bowel issues. But honestly, I didn't taste love. I tasted mechanical, making sure you hit all the check marks. And yeah, it was flavorful. Yeah, it tasted good. But would I rather stay at home and have my wife make sauce in her basketball shorts and her bralette? Yeah, I'd rather taste that.
You also said that it has to do with the skin.
Yeah.
And I know with your grandmother's dressing, you've remade it over and over again, but you're like, I can never get that flavor because as we know, she put her whole foot in it and now you just don't get it. But I understand now what you mean by that because I think there is this transference of skin cells a little bit. Like my grandmother used to always bake and cook with her hands and you get a person's energy and flavor in a different way. We don't really think about it that way, but
especially in that generation. Now tell me if your grandmother did this. I don't think my grandma knew what a cutting board was.
Oh God. I don't think I've ever. Yeah.
My grandmama used to, the turkey would come out. She would take some pieces of the turkey and use her hand to cut up things and then put it in the dish. And she would always use like a bluntish kind of knife and she would cut the vegetables, the celery, and we're talking about her dressing, and the gizzards all from her hand. And that again, that transference. My aunt, love you auntie, she made the best cheese grits in the world. And they only tasted good when she smoked a cigarette while she was cooking
And when she stirred it with her whole foot.
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing someone stir grits with their whole foot? Aunt smoke a cigarette. She's like, I got it. Oh my God.
Some people have to. We're not going to judge them.
We've seen on YouTube some
so
of
many
those,
types of cooks.
Yeah. Like there's a guy that we watch all the time. And when he's in China, you always see kind of like that Chinese guy squatting with the long ass cigarette. And to me, I'm like, if I was walking around and saw that, that would be such a hell no. Like, I'm
but that's because that's
food.
Not our culture. And that's the way the culture is. You know, you sit on the ground, you hold the apparatus with your foot. And
no,
then
to
you
me, it's just the
cut.
Cigarette.
Oh, I think cheese grits taste better when there's, you know, smoked in the kitchen hilarious. And you can smell it from the far. But I think that, like you said, you know, everyone says their oma makes the best kimchi or my grandma makes the best dressing
or my abuela makes the best tamales or something.
Or your Nona makes the best chichilena. And I think what's happening is you're actually in love with the way that they taste, the way that those people who are cooking taste.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree with you. And I hadn't really, again, like I was saying, I hadn't really thought about it in that way, but I think there is a truth to it. Like that is probably chemistry that adjusts.
So if I lick your face right now, will you taste like vanilla?
If I lick yours, will you taste like chocolate?
You're so cute.
I just wanted to tell you about something that's been happening in my life that I haven't shared with you yet.
Okay.
And I think it's really nice. So I went onto Instagram and I posted a question on my story asking if anyone is going to South Korea that I know or if anyone is there. And this amazing thing happened. I got a few responses and one person who I don't know messaged me and they were like, I'm not going, but so-and-so is there. Sent me a profile of this girl and was like, she's so. And I go and I look. And lo and behold, I click on her story. And the first thing she says is, I just touched down in South Korea and she's getting a facial treatment. She's getting Regeneron. So I message her and I was like, hey, I know this is crazy and you don't know me and this is super far-fetched, but my sunblock, would you mind grabbing it for me while you're there? And this is what I loved about the skincare girly community, because she was like, girl, I got you. And not only has she purchased me like 6 bottles of my sunscreen, she also got me the viral Regeneron cream that you can't get. You can't get any of this stuff in the United States. And she's bringing it all back to send to me. And I just want to shout her out because I'm just like, thank you. It gave me some faith and hope again for humanity and also the power of social media.
Not humanity.
But also the power of social media. And babes, my sunblock is coming.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I really love the fact that you did find a community that you can connect to that likes to talk about what you like to talk about. Are you going to ask if anybody's going anywhere else and see if anybody will bring anything else back?
Well, I was like, maybe we start this thing, babes, where we can just have people like around the world sending us things we need and want. And then we don't have to go anywhere. We can just have people send us like all of these things.
I'm going to now have to get a P.O. box, babe.
I'm not having it sent to the house. Don't worry. I'm not an idiot. We also kind of already have a P.O. box.
We kind of do.
Yes.
I have a hard time trusting.
My wife thinks I was born yesterday, everyone.
I have a hard time
so
trusting.
Silly, baby.
I'm just saying, you still put your name on your mail.
No, I don't.
You did for the longest time and you gave me such pushback.
And that
for it.
Changed so long ago.
Oh my God.
Guess what, babes? Things and people change.
I have a hard time seeing the change sometimes. I am still stuck in what has happened because my body holds on to trauma very well. And then I'll see the change. You'll probably be changed for a while, but I won't see it until probably 6 or 8 months after the change has solidified.
I've experienced that.
And I know that's bad and, you know, as soon as someone changes, but I also know that I've been a part of relationships where that person says they changed. I see it. And then one thing makes them go right back.
Yeah. I mean, there is a little bit 2 steps forward, 1 step back.
So I really wait until those habits have stopped completely. Mm-hmm. I also just can't stop staring at the star on your head.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight.
It's green.
Yeah. At least there's not a mole or a hair coming out of it or whatever you thought.
Oh my God. The other day, my wife had a pimple on the side of her
nose. I've been
nose
breaking out recently.
And she put a pimple patch, but then she had like some type of cream that had granulars in it. And
it's
like
a drawing out salve.
Oh my God. I was like, well, hello to the Witch of the West over here. I was like, at least it doesn't have a hair coming out of it. And she was like, no, what are you talking about?
Well, in all fairness, I didn't realize how much I had clumped on my face for whatever reason.
It was a 3D.
It was really bad.
Jungkook in 3D type shit.
It was really, really bad. No lie.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
Because then when I looked in the mirror hours later, I was like, oh shit. No wonder she was so appalled. And it was like kind of this greenish tinge to it.
You know, since we're on the skincare topic, I do want to bring up, I do want to shift gears a little bit, but within the same world. I'm experiencing perimenopause symptoms.
I know.
And I'd like to talk about it a little bit because others are feeling these symptoms in such a heightened way. Extra breakouts, extra painful periods, different this, different that, different that. I feel like I'm getting better than what I was when I was younger. Like, my cramps have totally come down. I haven't had a pimple. Babes, when was the last time you seen a pimple on my face?
I can't remember exactly, but I know there was one because I wanted to pop it.
Okay, but that's not helping my
long mind. Time ago. Long time ago.
I can't. You're like,
it was a long time ago.
Okay, like in your brain, like how long ago? Like face, like enough to have to put a salve. Yeah.
Oh no, months.
More than months. Last year.
You haven't had a pimple in 2026 is still fresh.
Early last year, I have not had a pimple.
Well, why are you bragging about it?
Because I'm saying perimenopause looks different in so many people. Mm-hmm. I think my childhood, my puberty was the perimenopause symptoms that I was supposed to have. And I'm not having them this time around. And
jealous because I'm having all of them.
What are you going through for your perimenopause?
My periods are worse.
Yeah.
And I'm breaking out like a small child again.
Hmm.
You also, though, you get the itches, the phantom itches.
Oh, my God. My whole face will itch randomly. I'll just be like this all day. But then I feel my skin and there's no pimples. And I get itches all over my body.
You had a pimple on your chest, though, didn't you?
I do get pimples on my titties. Is that weird?
There was one not on your, was it on your, there was one I wanted to pop and you wouldn't let me. I think it was like.
Yeah, I break out in my décolleté.
In your décolleté. It's from sweat.
It's from my
you
titties.
You get the titty swass.
I get titty swass for sure.
Babes, again, I bring it back to change. We're just experiencing a lot of change these days. And that's also something that's happening here.
Yeah, at tea time.
At tea time, we're going to have some change. This is our last episode on this set. And the change will be great and exciting and new, and we'll be on a new set, and that's really cool. And we want to let our tea time community know that there's
to all the biscuits and tea bags out there, we are going to be changing it up a little bit. And you know what it means? It means not only change, but it means a level up.
Yeah,
we really appreciate all of the community and feedback and views that you guys have given us. It allows us to get better with the job. It allows us to bring more people on. It allows us to have conversations about perimenopause. And we wouldn't be able to have the space to do that if it wasn't for you all out there in the comments, whether you're ratchet or not. We really appreciate it.
We do. It's very true.
Whether you cancel us or not, we really love it.
You guys aren't canceling us. You're along for the ride. You love us. Come on. Even if people want me to shut up, you love me. babes, how do you historically deal with change?
Well, it all started when I was a little boy.
Ever since I was a young boy. Do you know what song that is?
No.
It's Pinball Wizard by Elton John. Ever since I was a young boy, I played that pinball.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's great.
Ever since I was a little thing, I was in a family to where if they did not like a habit, you had to change it immediately. And they would stay on you until it changed. And I have continued that in my life with certain things. So change for me was never scary. It is mandatory. What about you?
Change for me has always been a little scary because I'm such a creature of habit and routine. And I think for me, in the way I was raised, there was a lot of unpredictability. So it wasn't change in a positive sense where it was like, we're changing for the better, or you're growing, or we don't really like this. Let's implement something else. It was kind of like, all this shit just happened. And now this is going to have to change as a result of this like traumatic event that just happened. Therefore, change for me has always been like,
brace yourself.
You brace yourself, you know? But I'm trying now that I feel stable in my home sense and we're stable and I feel confident in a lot of other areas of my life, change now can feel more exciting. You know, changing it up when it's like, we're going to go experience something new, we're going to go have an adventure. You know, there still is the residual elements of it for me that are kind of like, oh my gosh. But I also have this willingness to want to go and live and explore. And
yeah, I think also mine comes because I'm a Sag. Mm-hmm. I love exploration. I love spontaneity. I love to walk into a place that I've walked into a million times and see something new.
Yeah.
When I see the same thing over and over and over again, I can't. Like the other day, we were having a conversation.
Okay.
And I decided to leave the conversation because I felt like I wasn't being heard. Mm-hmm. I left that situation and I went to my throne. Mm-hmm. The toilet. And you decided to come in and finish the conversation.
I'm here.
And I, in my, as polite as I could with the attitude that I had, said, I do not want to finish this conversation in this location because this is my safe space. And I know it, and I didn't finish, and I'm kind of telling you now. I know that if there is any type of conversation that is negative or not laughter, it is absorbed in my skin as bad.
I know.
And that was my safe space. You then proceeded to have your own feeling, but you did respect what I said. Mm-hmm. And I fully appreciated that. And the part that I want to tell you is that is my version that I can't change. I don't know how not to see situations. Like, I'll be in a room and I'll remember all the bad situations.
Yeah.
And I'll remember good ones too, but the way my constitution is and my mental illness is, I hold on to those things. So I really appreciate you for letting me set that boundary. And you are more than welcome to set that boundary for your personal space as well. Because you were like, how come you can talk in my room? I said, because you didn't tell me to get the fuck out.
And then I said, you right. And then I said, because I also don't care. Come back and talk in my room. I know. I totally know this about you, babe. And that is why I heard you and walked away. It's also
my therapist was really proud of you.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. It's also really funny replaying that moment in my head, because if you want to laugh, just think about it from my POV. I'm still hot because I'm like, she left the middle of the conversation. You left, and then I waited. I actually
waited.
Did my skincare. But then I was like, okay, walk in, and you are just pants around the ankles, leaning back on the toilet, like legs spread open, playing your game. And I'm like, all right, here we go. Like, I'm ready to have the conversation. And you're just like this. Not in my safe space. It's just kind of like.
Because you tried to have a conversation with my pants down.
I didn't care.
And I'm playing Kirby.
I didn't care. I was like, now if you're going to walk away from me, then I'm going to come into you and finish the combo.
And the huff and puff leaving the room was so unfair.
Like, you know what's really
funny? It was really funny for you. I was like, she's in her feels. I'm going to let her have that one.
What's funny, though, is that looking back, I can't say that necessarily for you, but looking back at myself and the way that I was behaving, it's like 6-year-old, 5-year-old Miranda, who's just kind of like, what do you mean I can't go there? Like, yes, I can. And then my mom just being like, to whatever she was, that she was like, oh, of course you can go there. I didn't mean to tell you you couldn't. I meant to say we could go. We're going now.
And
you
for know? Me, walking out in the conversation was younger me having a conversation with the leader of the house, them just speaking and speaking and speaking, asking me to regurgitate it back, and them saying, I never said that, when I literally have been taught to listen and regurgitate back. Yeah. And I'm just like, I can't deal with that right now.
Yeah.
So welcome to the interworkings of our relationship. I just wanted you to hear me say thank you for that boundary, and we should keep it always. So, like, don't ever.
Yeah. I can only bring jokes and laughter and happiness into your throne.
Yeah, because that I need the stomach muscles to finish my throne activities.
That makes total sense. I mean, we have had good conversations when you're on the toilet.
Yeah, for sure.
You like that.
I feel free.
Except when you're in a bath and I walk in and you go like this. Like, have you never seen it before?
Were you not taught to knock before you come in anywhere?
No.
Good. Fuck me.
I know. You should call my mom.
It's crazy how you just do not knock.
I think it's...
Do you think, like, why not?
You know what's crazy to me?
Yeah.
That you don't knock either, but you say...
I surely do. No, you don't. I knock every time I come in your room in the morning.
You do not. You say, knock, knock.
I do both.
You don't.
I do. I go like this in the morning.
Maybe with your hand.
Yeah, that's how you knock. Would you knock with your forehead?
No. No. What I'm saying is maybe you do the gesture as you say it. But
no,
you don't.
I do not. I go, knock, knock. I do that. I do do that.
Well, I guess when you walk into the bathroom because the door is open for me.
I have nothing to knock on. Nothing
to knock on. But I always think it's weird.
Then why don't you at least voice a knock, knock?
I have, babes.
When I'm in a bathroom, you knock, knock?
Yes, I do. Because you do it and I mirror you. Because you've taught me that that's what you like by example. So you've led with example. So I do lead with example. And also, I don't want to scare you.
But that's why it's a gentle knock, knock.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say knock, knock. Because if I just appear and you'd be like, like you scared, like you did to me the other day.
I did that on purpose. Why do
you
humans
the shit out of me?
You know what I have a hard time watching on YouTube sometimes on the shorts because I'm addicted to the YouTube shorts. Humans find it so funny to scare babies.
I think it's horrible.
And it's funny to adults.
It's not funny.
It's not funny to me. I feel so bad for that child's nervous system. And I got scared all the time. My dad loved a fucking prank. I do it sometimes to you. And then sometimes I do it by accident. I'm really not supposed to. It's just you being sensitive. Yeah. But I really want us to stop scaring the kids.
I agree. I think it's so bad for their nervous systems. Yeah. I think it's funny as shit to scare adults.
All day. They
like
can handle
that,
it.
I'm here for it, but babies and dogs, I'm like, let them be.
Let them be. They're not ready for it.
Have you seen the ones where people will take kids to their first hibachi and like big fire will come in the?
I have seen those, and their eyes go super wide.
It's bad when it's the little babies, but the kids, I'm kind of I can laugh at them.
Okay, so I would say let's stop scaring them before they turn like 3 or 4. Like, those baby babies, y'all shouldn't do that to them baby babies.
Yeah.
It's traumatic, you know what I mean? And they're, like, in their diaper trying to run away. It's hilarious. But, like, stop it. Yeah. Anyway, I agree.
I really do think the nervous system of it all. I'm just like, that's, you're so now wired to be, like, jumpy.
Did that happen a lot to you as a baby?
Yeah. But not ever on purpose. We all just were scaring each other. Yes. Like, I just didn't knock. I just appear. My mom would scream. Then I would scream because I didn't know why she was screaming.
I also find that our interaction with each other, I forget how we were raised. And let me say what I mean by that. Mm. In this dynamic, your main years of development and growing up was in a house with you, your mom, and your sister.
Correct.
All women. I was in a house with 2 men.
Yeah.
Well, a boy and a man.
Yeah.
And a mother. Mm-hmm. So there will be moments, even when I'm with your mom and your sister, and we've experienced this years ago where your family was like, is she angry at us? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, that's the guy in me coming out.
And then my mom.
Because there's no man in this house right now.
And also, there was a time with the three of us, my mom, my sister, and I, and you were there too, and we were all kind of running a little late. There was nothing to show up for. We were just being lackadaisical with the time. Like,
what we were showing up for? The sun to stay up. That's what we were doing.
Right.
And the store to stay open.
we were fine. See, this is the thing. Yeah, exactly. And everyone was like kind of debating on like whether we're still going or not or whatever. And you were like, we're going. And you walked out of the house and just slammed the door.
Because I was so tired of hearing it.
I know.
Well, if you don't want to go, then she doesn't have to go. But I want to go. Okay, well, you want to go, but she doesn't want to. So we're all going.
Exactly.
We're all going right now. Or stay your asses home. But pick a problem.
And you're like, but I'll be in the car. And you literally left. And my mom looks at me and she goes, Raven's so scary. And I was like, don't worry, Mom.
Miss Teresa. I wasn't trying to be scary. It's just the fact that I was born.
I know. No, it's exactly what you're saying.
That's what it is. And I feel like when I am with your mom and your sister, I am the masculine energy.
You are.
Because it's just like, I need to make up y'all damn mind today. I love y'all to death, but hurry up.
No, and welcome, because that was that's kind of what I had to embody too as a little girl, is that I had to take on some of that, or what I thought was it, that masculine energy where I was like the leader and making the decision and kind of just, okay, this is what we're doing, because of my mom's energy, which is kind
of so. Which I love your mom's energy, but yeah, I feel too. Like when there's a lot of people
she's
involved,
like a fairy.
She's a little fairy. And she's a fairy with a fatty. She does have a fatty. Sorry, Miss Teresa.
Congratulations, Mom. You have a fatty. She'd be like, I've been trying to get rid of that my whole life. I know, beautiful. Mom. We know.
It looks great. But that is something that in that household, I would question who you would be if there was more of a leader.
Oh, me
in
too.
Your home.
I think about it often.
Yeah. And how
I think
that
about,
would change you.
And I think about how some softness would have changed you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we get to give it to each other
as
in
best,
our marriage.
As most as I can suck up, yes.
Yeah. As most as I can
give.
Step up. I don't know what it is. Anyway, we're changing. We're growing. We're evolving. We're leveling up. Yeah.
We're getting
loving.
Older.
We are going into perimenopause. It's a fun time here.
Okay, quick little update for those who don't know. If you've been watching on my Instagrammers, I've been going through a lock journey, and I just want to let you know that we're doing really well, and I'm not locked. There's no budding, but stay tuned. I'll keep you guys posted as we move to our next station.
They're super cute.
Thanks, babe. I'm really working on bringing all of the natural hair care to the home, and I really ruined my shot with my wife because of a treatment that I did, but I'm gonna wait a little bit and I'm gonna get back in that hair.
She didn't ruin it. She just, I had to say, I really didn't like that experience last night.
Let me feel it.
It wasn't last night.
It actually feels good.
It's okay.
So
it's okay.
I tried Batana oil on my wife. I tried the raw Batana oil on my wife and I plaited her up. I gave her about 16 plaits.
There were too many braids.
It's 12 plaits and there were only 16.
There were too many plaits.
And she wore her bonnet at night. She woke up and then, you know, you got to really wash your hair when it comes to white people in oil. And I felt bad for her. And, you know, it was kind of strong. But I do want to get in there again, babes.
You will get in here again. Okay. I think that I just need less Batana oil.
Yeah.
I want fewer plaits.
Yeah.
I want like four.
Five.
Okay. I want
one, two, three, four, five.
Okay. Five. Yeah. I want five.
Yeah.
Not 16 or 24.
You were giving. Those 16 plaits,
I mean, look,
was giving.
They were super cute. It was a lot. It was just a lot on my head. And I was just, and then all the oil and then having to sleep and work. It was too much. It was too much. But mostly the oil was too heavy. There was too much oil on my head. And then I had to wash it 5 to 6 times. It's very reminiscent of the onion experience you had. And I feel like you were just trying to give it back to me. But it was too heavy of an oil for my fine ass hair.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say let me use literally a baby bit just on the problem areas and then never oil your hair again, but keep up all the natural stuff. I've been watching a lot of natural beauties here on YouTube and really diving into the fenugreek, rosemary. I just learned how to make rose water this morning, babes. It's going down. You'll be getting a lot of roses.
I love roses and I love rose water. And did you know that there was a study done where people who wore rose essential oil around their necks, their brains for 30 days over that month, their brains grew. This one part of the brain grew by like 15%, and it's for memory and happiness and whatever. And I was like, I have always loved a good rose essential oil. Some rose fragrance can make me actually feel really icky.
Yeah.
But a really, really good rose essential oil can be the loveliest thing. And I was like, we have to start wearing rose essential oil, babe.
We have to start wearing rose oil and we have to start putting rose water in our hair a lot more. It's really good. I'm already doing it for my lock journey and I'm very excited about it. How do you feel about me having hair?
I think that you're so lucky that you can wear all hairstyles, meaning you can have a buzzed head and then you can have really long, beautiful hair. I think that, and we were kind of talking about this yesterday, that you have hairstyles that vibe with different personalities and energies that you kind of bring through. Makes total sense. I got accustomed to the energy that came through with your short hair. And I also think that you have felt really happy with that style. You like the ease of it. Yeah. So you loved your buzzed head. And I love whatever you feel the best in. But I like you in all the ways. I think this is super cute.
That's such a beautiful... That really did come from somebody who was raised just by their mother and their sister. I love whatever you feel good in. I'm like...
It's really my truth, though.
It's beautiful. But you got it from somewhere.
Sure. Let's give that to my mom. Mom, you raised me right.
You raised her right.
Okay, babes. We're changing. We're growing. We're evolving. We're leveling up. And we want that for everybody.
We want that for everybody.
Yeah, all our tea time buds, everybody that we know in our life. It's just part of what happens. I love doing this podcast with you. I'm so grateful to you for all of the journey and the work and da-da-da. And I'm just super excited. So can we toast?
Let's toast it.
Ting, 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 ting. Today, I would like to toast to, of course, all of you, because we couldn't have tea time without you. And I also want to toast to Jack and Laura.
Laura and Jack!
We want to toast to Jack and Laura, too, who have worked so incredibly hard on tea time with us.
Who got us to this point. Who have grown
to this beautiful show. And, you know...
You guys have sacrificed so much for yourselves and in your life, and you guys have really supported my wife to this point to where she can say she learned and she grew a stable foundation because of you two that will never be forgotten, and the work that you have done will never be forgotten, and we want to thank you.
So yay to everyone involved in tea time, watching, building, loving it, and we will see you guys
in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.